see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible Study for tonight. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this Bible study and the broadcast earlier, 4 to 6 today. And welcome this afternoon. And I come to you Monday through Friday, Bible study 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I come to you with a broadcast encompassing all the areas of this worldwide conspiracy, put together as one, 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. And we're here worldwide, actually. Quite a few nations, 60 of them more or less, every month, attend my archives, as I've begun to see. This conspiracy is deadly, but it's fascinating. It's real. It's real. Majority of people can't deal with it. They can't handle it. They fill their minds full of non-threatening parts of their lives that makes it easier, but it's like you having a heart attack. You know, you're sweaty, hard to breathe, chest tight. It's heartburn. Forget about it. No problem. I'm okay. It's a little hot in here. No, it's not. Yeah, it's a little hot in here. Okay. Can't breathe. But you ignore the signs until it hits you hard. Then you wish you'd taken the time to really seek it out. Take action. That's what's going on today. Exactly what's going on today. signs and symptoms are there. People are ignoring it every chance they get. If I was running, say, for example, Solomon's Biblical Principles of Finance and Advancement and whatever, his name is something, where I'm going to triple your money in biblical terms and look at all these clients I've got, man, I wouldn't have enough room on the internet band to be able to talk. Well, it's based on biblical principles. You got money. Yeah, okay. Well, the money's going to go away in a second when things kick out. And money goes away anyway. It doesn't stay with you. You ever notice that? And it upsets, causes suicides, divorces, destroys people, families. What it does. There's no money in God's world. The material world, there is. God doesn't come in heaven with a heavenly Federal Reserve and bit heavenly coins. Don't have those. People don't realize that. I'm trying to figure. You know, there was a story about a person named Aaron Walston, A-R-O-N, R-A-L-S-T-O-N, Aaron Walston. He is a hiker, is trapped alone at the bottom of a remote canyon. I don't know, some years ago, somewhere around 2011, 12, 13, somewhere there. Aaron Walston. He had a scant hope of being found, and his strength was ebbing away, and he's on his way to glory, or wherever he might end up in the afterlife. You know, he had to take drastic measures to save his life. And during a moment of his excruciating pain, hurting very badly, he shouted in agony and in victory because he had freed himself and had a chance to escape and live. He made it. You know, those who witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus, they saw his hours of agony, heard his cry out in loud voice, "It is finished." He gave up his spirit. It's John 19, verse 30. And you know, his final words from the cross were not a cry of painful defeat, but a shout of triumph. Because he accomplished all that the Father had sent him to do. Unlike what Copeland and Joyce Myers and all the others in TBN say, I'm not going to play the recording. I usually play the recordings of them saying it's that all the host of hell was beating him up in the hell. That Jesus spent 3 days in hell. That means he was a sinner. He was already punished by his Father for sins he didn't commit that we did. So he had to go to hell. Hell didn't have a chance. Hell saw his victory when he came down and released the Old Testament saints out of Abraham's bosom to go to heaven. The host of hell could see him, but they couldn't get near him. When he says it's finished on the earth, he meant finished. The final death is spiritual death. My Father, why have thou forsaken me? God's turned his back on his Son just that time to represent the sin that he was dying for, but then he came back to life. Oops. Didn't expect that. That was the last thing he expected. I thought they'd won finally after all those centuries of trying to kill the Hebrews and so forth. Satan thought he had it. No, he didn't. That's how he does today. He gets so close. Tower of Babel, to release his fallen angels from that prison. They get so close, God just takes away from them. They can never outthink God. Our future now is God's memory. God already knows what's going to happen. And when Jesus died, he shared in what all of us must experience, far beyond that. He did what none of us can do. He paid the price of our sins that we might be forgiven and have eternal life through faith in him. Notice that today, these magicians who have in fact given their lives to Satan and they achieve their mind-defying tricks, manipulation of their DNA to go through things. Changing the physical structures of cards and what have you by demonic possession, demonic influence. That's what happens. Walking on water, how they do that, I'm not sure, but it is demonic. Some of them even admit that they're Satanists and so forth. Trying to mock God to show that anybody can do this, do that. That's all they get it from, and they'll pay back on it, unfortunately, for them, because you don't wish what's coming to them for nobody. You pray for them. What's going to happen to them is something your minds cannot even imagine. Same for those that reject Jesus Christ. Why would he do that? He wouldn't. He came down to die so you wouldn't have to. It's that you have to voluntarily do it. There's only two pathways. Those who reject him because of their own choice will go to hell, no matter who it is. Hell was not created for the mankind. It's created for Satan and his angels. And because they knew what they were doing, let's put it like this. Let's do something else. Watch. Could Satan repent and be forgiven? I had some people recently argue with me on that on the telephone. Boy, they were adamant about it. But I ask you, if Satan repented, God would forgive him. I said, no. Yes, they would. You know, go on. Well, listen. It says in the Bible that those who reject Jesus, reject him. Those who do not believe, the same as blaspheming the Holy Spirit, is the unforgivable sin. Those who reject truth, reject Jesus, reject or disbelieve in Jesus, the same denying him, blasphemy, is unforgivable. So what does it say he's going to do? Turn him over to reprobate mind, that you would believe a lie if you reject truth. Then I will cause you, he says, I will cause you to receive a spirit of delusion that you would believe a lie. In other words, you would have no chance, no chance of repenting. Because unforgivable sin, so he turns you right over to a reprobate mind. That's why Lot, at this high level, cannot see what you see. Because their mind is already gone. He's already turned them over. In other words, they have no chance to repent at the last minute, because God knows they won't, so he turns them over to reprobate mind, that they will not have the chance to. So if that's for humans that reject truth, what do you think he already did to the angels and Satan? That's why they're going after him. That's why Satan thinks he can defeat God. By his pride has blinded him. Because of Jesus' sacrifice for us, we call the day of his death Good Friday. oh, very unusual name here, of a poet. Oh, very unusual name. Frazee Bauer. Interesting. Frazee Bauer. That's curious. I've been to the cross where my Savior died, and all my life is made new. In the person of Him, I am crucified. I have been to the cross. Have you? Jesus says, love not the world. The Antichrist is going to come in with the world. We'll talk a little bit about the Antichrist tonight. And the world system, but the Antichrist. We'll talk about it again tomorrow night. And I got to the point talking about head knowledge. It's an interesting concept I ran across recently due to a couple instances and situations. And I realized it was kind of a good point. Head knowledge versus spiritual knowledge. And discussion was interesting, and the person I was discussing it with along the way differentiated between the two. That you can't have both. Both are not compatible. Oh, I strongly disagree. Because I got to thinking about it. And I didn't think about it at the time, but some hours later I said, wait a minute. That's a very valuable lesson I almost let go. Head knowledge is what we're talking about at the broadcast in the daytime. Head knowledge is about the Illuminati. Head knowledge is about ELF transmissions and vaccinations and New World Order. That's head knowledge. Head knowledge is, well, what's head knowledge? Head knowledge. Head knowledge would be here's what head knowledge is. As soon as I get my head straight. I had to say that. Anyway, head knowledge is, if I was to start talking to you tonight on a broadcast, I only got an hour, or just only two, which is not enough for me sometimes. I say today we're going to talk a little bit about education. And we're going to talk about how the teachers are using humanistic methodology, methods of teaching, brought to them by John Dewey, to brainwash our children. And that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. Humanism and Satanism are compatible. Matter of fact, they are one and the same. Humanism is just another area of Satanism that's taught in every school without us knowing about it. That's amazing. And then all of a sudden I break loose and I say, well, I want to talk about Kant. And I want to talk about, Plato. You're like, whoa, 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 man, you're going from one thing to the next. No, I'm not. Plato was an avatar of the fallen angels. Kant was also a deliverer of nonsense, philosophy, and that supplemented education and helped override and make confusing religion. Let's talk about religion. At religion, you've got Baptists and Methodists, and you're like, hold on, Tom, you're talking about what? Education, philosophy, now you're going to religion? And I'm talking about religion now. So I get to talk about religion, the different religions. And the Bibles. And you're like saying, what's he talking about? I don't know. And then I get into talking about E equals MC squared, science. Space travel. And the way the evolution. You're like, man, I just give up. I don't know what Gamble's talking about. He's going from education to philosophy. He's talking about religion now. Now he's going to science. And then I said, well, I'm not done. I'm going to talk about Michelangelo. And Leonardo da Vinci and the painting of the Last Supper that, about Jesus in the middle. He never knew what Jesus looked like. He had no idea who was sitting where in the Last Supper. Michelangelo was funded by the Medici. I believe it's Medici, family, Illuminati. See, they manipulate, brainwash mentally with art. These are facts I'm telling you. I'm not making this up at all. They went to modern art because as part of their agenda to then take art that means something into art that meant nothing. That was the only purpose of modern art, to make it completely like, what is that? You know, it's like meaningless. It's like, no, it's not meaningless. Don't you see the aesthetic value of what? That thing? I'm going to put that in my garden. Oh, you're so crude. No, that's so rude. You can't figure out what it is. This is based on sex. It's based on phallic symbols. Walt Disney. It's art. And then I get into, let's talk about the president for a while. Let's talk about the politics, the voting. So by then, I've lost a lot of people. They're going to leave the broadcast. We're talking about voting. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence. And then I get into talking about economic principles. The Great Depression, the Federal Reserve, fiat money. Now, you'd think, well, man, this guy's all over the place. In reality is, not at all. Because they have what's called the Council of Seven. And they sit around a table. They sit around together. This is the same about the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission and so forth. And you have experts, advisors on all those areas. Education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. They literally within hand touch of each other. At the very, very highest level. They have military advisors, business advisors, banking, politics, education. Media is used to distribute the brainwashing nonsense. Intelligence agencies for the secretive garbage they do. Drug companies to medicate you. That's under science. Illegal drugs, organized crime, science, and the politics. And they discuss and they pass around their agenda. So the philosophy representative will talk to the one on religion and say, here's what we're going to do. Education, we'll teach it. We'll support you. Science, will come up with the evolutionary ideas to support you on the religion side. Family, I'm not making this up. This is exactly what they do. And politics, okay, we'll get the legislation passed so y'all can get rid of the Ten Commandments. We'll pass the legislation. Family, they plan it this way. Do you understand this? It's all connected. And the finance guys, you can figure that one out. We'll control nations by debt. And we'll remove the money if they don't follow along with it. You see, that's a simplistic way of explaining exactly how this operates. Committees, councils, and governments with these representatives advising them on how to coordinate all this. So when you hear in the church to know the wiles of the devil, Satan walks around like a roaring lion seeking who may be devour. Well, they never tell you what that really means. How does he really do all this? Well, I just told you. And the way that he brings in your four-star generals and your high-level politicians, and this is how the Antichrist is going to do it. This is their method. Is Satan has set up this world system, which includes commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment, world kingdoms, world organizations, all working with him, and he's the puppeteer. And through this world system that Satan has set up, that the Antichrist will minister toward the end times. He can offer people power. He did not do that with Jesus. He offered Jesus power of what he didn't own. He hijacked from God. It wasn't his anyway. But he lied and said, I give you power. He said, I give you riches. All you can handle. but I'll take it away from you if you don't do what I want you to do. He doesn't tell him that. I give you all the possessions you want, but I'll take that too if you don't do what I tell you to do. He don't tell him that. I give you worldly honors. Let's get specific. Carnegie. Let's talk about Nobel Peace Prize. Rhodes Scholarship. Exactly that. And they take a blood oath when they receive these honors. Intellectual achievement. That's what school is all about. Pick out the best of the best. They offer them scholarships to work for Illuminati. Social prestige. Oscars. Every bit of it. Not one event, organization, movement is not part of this. And all kinds of sinful pleasures. In Hollywood, you must perform a homosexual act. Homosexual acts allows possession of the individual because you're an abomination to God, which opens up a portal for you to be possessed. That's what homosexuality is all about. And I'd say 98% of the homosexuals involved don't even know this. They have no idea. They're just falling through with their sexual lusts. But they don't realize what it's for, really. Satan hides it from them. Man, I'm telling you exactly what's going on today. Satan can give people about anything that they might want, making them satisfied to remain under his rule and leave God out of their lives. First, second, third degree Mason. Oh, we love God. We got that Bible over there? Yep, yes, it is, right there. King James, too. But if you look into it, you'll find out it's not. It's a Freemason's King James. Completely demonic. It's got stuff in there that regular King James doesn't. First 3 degrees, they believe they're in a Christian organization. They really do. Everybody is all, we're all honor, this, that, and the other. Easter stars run around their bake sales and all that kind of stuff. At their meetings, they have rituals that they don't even realize are rituals. Sing hymns, all cover. Some of them don't even know. But their logo is Satanic Baphomet. The star turned upside down is Satanic Baphomet. The two stars, when it's turned upside down, sticking up is the horns. Take a 5-pointed star, turn upside down. That's Satanic Baphomet with mottos on it. This is huge what I'm saying. This is major. Major deception right before your very eyes going on today. Psalms 2:2 tells you. I mean, it tells you right there. And the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let's break their bands asunder, cast away the cords from us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. In other words, what I'm saying today in the broadcast, he keeps them all confused. He lets them get close. He just takes it away from them. So he's done that to Satan through all the centuries until such time that we've turned away from him. He'll step back and Satan will have his way for a short time. Oh, it's bitter, bittersweet for him because he knows his time is short when he has more latitude to operate. At the same time, he knows my time is short. You see? So when I'm talking about education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, finance, I just said finance. Yeah. Military, intelligence, media, it's all connected. Every single bit is connected like a spider web. And you know that every year, and I don't hear anybody talking about this. I talk about it just to spite them. Every year, Satan, whose name is Sanat Kumara, the same in the Ascended Masters is Sanata Kumara. The Ascended Masters, they call them, are fallen angels. Tom, let's stick with the Bible. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk Bible then. Genesis 6:2 to Genesis 6:4. The sons of God of the Old Testament. Now, some of these preachers out here, a lot of them, try to get you to believe that this is the sons of Seth. Uh-huh. A lot of these are Freemason preachers that try to do that, too. Sons of God of the Old Testament. Were the sons of Seth? No, they were not. The sons of Adam, sons of Seth, Seth was the son of Adam, were the sons of man, not the sons of God. Satan created Adam, a son of God. Satan created the fallen angels, that had fell, they rejected him, were little g gods from man's point of view. It came down to earth to show man what to do. They fell in lust with the daughters of men, so they became fallen angels. Fallen angels were those who rejected God and went against him in a dragon and got kicked out of heaven. The fallen angels were one that came down, yes, and intermarried with daughters of man. Different DNA. We're never supposed to have done that. It corrupts mankind's civilization with a different DNA. Hybrid. That was destroyed in the flood because of the evil it presented. Second wave of fallen angels sent down to mankind when mankind started to reproduce again by Nimrod's time to lead man again. Fell away again in the second trial. Two waves of these angels. Free will. Fell for the daughters of men again. Hybrids again after Nimrod, after the flood. Began again. You know they became? The pharaohs of Egypt. They set themselves up as leaders of men. And because of the DNA that was corrupted, they achieved these elongated heads. They intermingled enough to where they were not giants anymore, like in the Old Testament before the flood that God had to wipe out. The DNA was more quantified. Satan learned his lesson. Between the Adam and Eve and the flood was 1,550 years. So Satan had 1,550 years by trial and error to mishmash DNA to figure out how it worked. That's what that's all about. And create giants and dinosaurs and everything else to kill off man with his own creation of hybrids. What'd God do? Sent the flood. Saved 8 righteous people. Noah and my 3 sons. Three sons went in 3 different directions, went off the ship. Ham to Cain to Ham turned out to be a ham. Not such a good guy. Satan found someone he could use. He had a weak constitution. And Ham wasn't black. So you white supremacists, get over it. So Ham gave rise to his grandson, Nimrod. Cush, Noah, Ham, Cush, Nimrod. Through that bloodline, it was cursed because of what Ham saw in his father's nakedness. Not, it was not sexual at all. It was saw his father's nakedness. You're not supposed to see your family's nakedness. To see it. Uncovering it is having sex with your mother. That's a no-no. Incest back then was only allowed at a certain time. It became a sin. Uncover your father's nakedness is having sexual relations. But seeing his father's nakedness, whole different ball game. That cursed the family bloodline, though, all the way to Cana. That really ticked off Noah. Nevertheless, Nimrod, and during his time, he was influenced by the angels then to build the Tower of Babel. Listen. They would find a gateway using alchemy, human sacrifice of children, to open up a portal for the angels before to be released. Yeah. That was the purpose of the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel today is a Hadron Collider. Uh-oh. See what's going on? There's going to be a repeat. The Nephilim existed back in the flood days to devour man and to kill off God's creation. Eight were saved. The giants failed. They fought and killed each other. All of other mankind was wiped out. Second round, Nimrod on. They taught him the arts. Yeah, here we go. Alchemy. Witchcraft to the women of that era after. Alchemy to work on to find a way to open that portal to let those angels out. Tower of Babel. Went pretty badly. That's what happened. Nimrod was the first Antichrist. That's why it's not mentioned after Daniel, because it already came and went. That's where you hear about Shem, his great uncle, also hearing about Nimrod killing children, human sacrifice, and he killed Nimrod for that very purpose. Cut him up in pieces, scattered him throughout the land. That's why the sacrifice of children, negative energy, alchemy, so they could manifest into this world. And start again. That's what happened there. Tower of Babel, their method, their era of Hadron Collider was destroyed by God. Man was scattered throughout the land. Earth was one piece. One land. Earth was not scattered yet. It was not in the continents yet. It was one piece of land. It just came off the boat. No pun intended. You ever think about that? Two by two, the animals come to the ark. Now, How about the animals in different places? If it were scattered, the millions of years of the continental drift theory and all that stuff, how did those animals do that? Animals didn't have canoes. How'd they do that? How'd those animals cross over the ocean? Doesn't even make sense. Well, anyway, the land, the earth was one piece. And the Bible says that mankind spoke one language, see? One culture. Was no black, no, it was Middle East. Oh yeah, it gets interesting, don't it? So when mankind rebelled against God, just like the scripture I just read you said, God came down and said, that's it, man. He changed the languages, tore down the tower, he pulled the plug. Earth is still one piece. Languages have been all changed supernaturally. That coincides with the biblical prophecy of we'll all go back to Hebrew. You say, well, wait a minute. Does God have a Pilsner training course or something or what? How's that going to happen? Well, don't forget, he changed the languages from everybody speaking the same Hebrew or speaking that language then to different languages all of a sudden. Poof, just like that. Well, don't you think he'd change it back when he wants to? You ever think about that? Because what they have in Israel today is not Hebrew. It's a convoluted form of Hebrew. It's convoluted, called Yiddish or something like that. That's why God's going back to the old language. Talks about that in the Bible too. That's why the words don't mean the same. Because they changed their languages. Symbol. Judaism, Talmud, it's all satanic. Christianity's not much better. It's a religion. So, when everybody changed the languages, they went in different directions out of panic. So either God changed their body structure immediately, or over 10 generations to the generation of Prelig, that's when God divided the land in the days of Prelig, like 10 generations after. See, when he says it, and the land was, and the earth was divided in those days, in the scriptures of Prelig. Whoops. Okay, hold on a minute. Let's do this again. All right, here we go. It says that, I don't have the... Yes, I do. There we go. Genesis 10:25. And unto Eber was born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. For in his days was the earth divided. His brother's name was Jokan. There's legends that you can't take as fact. But it's interesting that there's legends coincide with the gigantic movement of the earth crust, tsunamis, and all kinds of disaster during his days. That would account for God splitting up the continents. When he did, at that point, made sure that people could not get together and even change the languages. The earth is divided in longitude and latitudes. And it's like one big old magnet. Electromagnetic forces. And it's different in different places. They've proven that electromagnetism affects DNA. Oh. Start connecting dots. So wherever, over a period of generation, DNA is starting to be manipulated. Eyes, ears, nose, skin color, everything. But since then, has been an integration of cultures. bringing everybody together. It's caused a big change to the cultures intermingling. God divided them. Satan's trying to bring everybody back together so he can have his world government. That's what's going on. That's the big picture. And to take vengeance on God's children by making them fight each other in the wars. That's where they designed the flag, divine patriotism, religion, all that. Because he killed our children, we're going to kill yours. We're going to cause them to fight each other. And that's exactly what's going on today. And then I'm going to create my own creation. Transhumanism, eugenics, disease. See how it works? Using those seven areas. That is the biggest picture of all. What's going on today? When you learn this, you can't go back the way you used to. I left you hanging a little while ago. Sons of God were the fallen angels. Preachers today say, well, no, they're the sons of Seth. I'm going to give you something here. Adam was a son of God by creation. The sons of God of the Old Testament had evil giants or offspring because of the DNA was different, copper-based DNA, not carbon or iron-based DNA, different. Sons of God had evil giants. Sons of God had access to heaven with Satan. And the sons of God came before the throne. Satan was among them. Jesus was the only begotten son of God. That's two of them. But he is begotten, different than created. That's why the word begotten is very important. So are you telling me that the sons of Seth, sons of Adam that were righteous, had DNA that changed mankind to evil giants? Because the sons of God took the daughters of man, came into them and created hybrids called Nephilim giants. Job 38:7. When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels in heaven sang, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So you tell me the sons of Seth were here before the creation of the earth? How'd that work? And all the sons of Seth had access to heaven? No man see the face of God and live. That doesn't work either. You see? They were fallen angels, the sons of God of the Old Testament. That's what I told you is true. Now, here comes a connection. Sons of God of the Old Testament, the fallen angels that were banished into the universe, not heaven, are also the ascended masters, are also the hierarchy, are also the great white throne, the great white brotherhood that today, they come every year, certain ones, at the Wesak Festival to readjust the world revolutionary plan, initiate certain new adepts of the human race at the Wesak Festival. Happens every May. They're invoked by human sacrifice, negative energy, into this realm. That's amazing, isn't it? And they are the Council of Seven. Education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. Seven. They have six angels underneath them. That means each one, education, a specialist, has six angels underneath him. That means there are 49 angels, 49 fallen angels, that control this and mankind. Education, philosophy, religion, science, arts, politics, and finance. 7 times 7, 49. And each time technology increases, everything else increases by a generation. They had two certain processes leading to the New World Order. It's all connected. I want you all to know that. And Satan is the one who controls them all. And he's got them at odds with each other for vying for power to keep them at odds. There's so much going on, people have no idea. Not a clue. And the Lord Jesus overcame them all. And everything they build up will be torn down. And everything they have is based on technology. And technology is not self-sufficient. Because God destroys it by, guess what? Thermodynamics. Entropy. The principles. Destroys itself. What God has can never be destroyed. What Satan develops from the earth will always be destroyed. People only knew this. So important. Oh, by the way, this is kind of a side note. Did you all know? I didn't know. I did not know that the police chief guy in France committed suicide. Did y'all know that? He got suicided, I bet you. Yeah. Charlie Hebdo, police commissioner, committed suicide over the Paris massacre. How about that? I could pick an article anywhere in his groups, and every bit of it will be connected to this conspiracy, either trying to cause crisis, cause dissension, to create, and it's all connected. The Antichrist coming will bring peace. Isn't that good? Well, yeah. Since he's the one calling the evil, causing the war in the first place. Oh, I sure trust that peace, don't you? No. Jesus warned us this time. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders and miracles to deceive even the very elect, if that were possible. See, I've told you ahead of time. This is what everybody should be talking about. Not ISIS, Ebola, all this fear-mongering stuff that's going on. To give a brief summation of how Satan operates in these areas, but then lead them to how you can defeat it through the cross. It all comes down to that. Every bit of it. The greatest deception that's ever been devised is going to hit us at some time in the future. That's where the extraterrestrial deception is to come. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son, 1 John 2:22. And the Antichrist is also a very popular name for the first beast of Revelation 13. The second beast of Revelation 13, the false prophet. The New Age call him Master Jesus. They say he's Jesus, but not the Christ. They say he'll come to prepare a way for the Christ. They say he has no scars because he has ascended with a new body. Family's name is Sananda Emmanuel. I've been warning about him for a long time. Revelation 13:9. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Revelation 13:9. The lamb represents Jesus and the dragon represents Satan. So he'll look like Jesus and speak like Satan. Jesus does not have long hair. The hair, long hair, is the glory of a woman. That's where you get the idea of a man with short hair and a woman with long hair. That's why in the 50s and the 60s, when the Beatles came out, hey, you boy, you a boy or a girl? This is the long hair on a man. Man, there's something wrong with you. You see how it worked? Because everybody's used to short hair. That was Cletus just talking. So everybody went to long hair. That's to mock God. You know when they have this new hairdo recently? I forget what you call it. I don't know. I forgot. Where the women shave one side of the head, and on the other side of the head is long hair. So you got shaved head on one side and long hair on the other. Some of them know what that means and some don't. Some people think it's a state, fashion statement. But you know what it really is? It's to represent an androgynous being, man to become woman, and woman to become man in one. And they don't realize that. Some of the Wiccas, they do, that's into the Wiccan, they know the secret meaning of that hairdo. That's what that means. That's where eugenics is heading toward. That's where transgender. That's where they've already transplanted 8 wombs into 8 women, and now they have artificial wombs, and that's why they're trying to sterilize population so they can pick the babies. Family, that's already being done. Don't say it's science fiction yet to happen. It's done already. All this is connected. That's my point of all this. How will the Antichrist deceive the world? Share International's publication claimed that the coming of Maitreya fulfills the Buddhist prophecies about the appearance of the future great teacher named Maitreya. People are not talking about this. Christians are going to be so fooled and deceived because these preachers are not talking about it. Spiritual warfare is not being taught. The separation between head knowledge and spiritual knowledge is disastrous. I've been warning about the different names of the one called Sananda, Krishna, the Christ, Prince of Peace, Kalki Avatar, Bodhisattva, and Imam Mahdi, and other places. I'm seeing it coordinated the same. In one place I read, includes Christianity, the coming of the Christ, Hinduism, the Kalki Avatar of Vishnu, Islam, the Imam Mahdi, and Judaism, the Jewish Messiah. And I got a lot of this from Illuminati's own textbook. I found one. Signs of Christ, Harold Balliaz. Man, it's all coming together. Another prominent occultist influence was the Druidism, religion of the Celts. Part of what we're involved in today in our government, in the black arts. Now, you want to talk about 911? There's your instigators of 911, or the occultists, not Jews and not Arab terrorists, but a human sacrifice on September 11th, 2001 was supernatural sacrifice. Masonic cornerstone for the World Trade Center was laid in September 11th, 1966. The cornerstone for the Pentagon, September 11th, 1941. September 11th is the key. Man, it's all connected. Negative energy to open up portals. 33% of the world is Christian, give or take. Includes Catholic. One half of all Christians are Catholic. Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, go down the line, 40,000 actually. While 67% are other. The Antichrist could easily appeal to the 67%. And many believe the false prophet will actually try to persuade the 33% of Christians and kill those Christians who are not persuaded. That's the fifth seal. And you ever heard of the Inquisition? You ever heard of 50 to 68 million killed between 1800 A.D. and 1200 A.D.? Yeah, that's what the Catholic Church did. 50 to 68 million murdered. So you don't think it can happen in the future? You got another thing coming. But those that do it, those that happen to, man, you're going home. And everybody else got to stay here for tribulations. Bible says that all those who worship this Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Family, we've not even begun to see history made in this drama that's yet to happen. Man, you haven't seen nothing yet. You get with Jesus Christ, you ain't got to worry about it at all. If you're afraid of death, you're afraid of life. If you walk around in a lie, well, you're already dead. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Family, I'm a firm believer of that. And once you learn these things, once you learn what I've been telling you tonight, and you start connecting dots, man, I tell you what, it's like, hey, Tom, and I say, what? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I said, man, I don't care who wins the Super Bowl. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Look up the TV, and they look at five TVs up there. Hey, I said, what? Who do you think is going to win on this one? I said, I don't know, don't care. I yell at the TVs, they don't do anything. The coaches don't even listen to me. They're like, what? Yeah. I can be facetious, you know. Everybody yells at the TV. Nobody can hear me yell at the TV. I look at reality anymore. You just can't go back anymore. I can't go back. With foolishness. You see what's coming. It is real. And right now it's hidden. So you make your choice. Why don't God show himself? Yeah, he's going to. It's called the seventh. It's called the first trumpet. It's called judgment. He said to Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That's not changed yet. But when you see him, it will be the rapture. Judgment seat of Christ and return. But during that period of time, this earth is going to experience a judgment it's never even begin to fathom. In seven trumpets. It's yet to happen. Well, family, this is the 19th of March, 2015, to get it on record. And tonight I've talked about quite a few subjects, still all connected. Some of them kind of, whoa, you know, like I never heard that, or that's kind of wild. Some of you may have heard. I don't know who's listening that's heard a lot of this. The Jesus we worship today that you see in the photos is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your hippie Jesus is not Jesus. Jesus got short hair. he's going to look Middle Easterner. Dark skin, very dark skin. Not white, not black. Bronze. He comes from Middle East. That might be a clue. Yeah. How about that? Oh, one other thing I left hanging to you. I need to cover. Kind of correlates with that. Different parts, the earth and different parts of the round earth, the continents, will have an effect on the food, the humans at that period of time, the animals. That's why you don't find a polar bear in Africa. Why wouldn't it be a polar bear in Africa? Why not? Because the DNA is affected different in the northern pole and the south pole, in those areas northern than they are in the African area in that longitude latitude. So to some point in time, it started changing the DNA of the plants. Yeah, that's why you don't have a coconut tree in California. I mean, coconut tree in North Carolina or in England. Why can't coconut trees grow there? You ever think about that? Why wouldn't it theoretically you could grow anything anywhere on the earth you want to, right? No, it don't work that way. Because electromagnetic energy affects the DNA and particles throughout. It's going to be different, things that grow there and born there. That's why they got to manipulate it, crossbreed it. Its native origin is set. That's why they got to crossbreed and mix it up. That's why things die. Mutations. It's impossible to explain evolution because mutation do not procreate. Mutations die out. Mutation means it's missing something. Therefore, it's not going to survive and perpetrate itself. So that could not be part of evolution. Yeah, side note. Family, I'm going to close in prayer. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the Antichrist and Scripture. And a little bit more of the end times events. Anything else you want me to talk about, send me an email that you think I might want to bring up on Friday. Tomorrow, the 20th of March. And also, keep your eyes and ears open, family. Keep your eyes and ears open. March 21st, 22nd, the Ides of March. When it's coming close to something, they need disasters to absorb the negative energy to manifest. This month ought to be interesting. I'll just leave it like that. Remind you all that my broadcasts and Bible studies are played up at highpointradio.net. One word, highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, operates a series of radio transmitters in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he needs sponsors. Oh, before I go, the false prophet. Did I mention the false prophet? Would be Sanan Emanuel, the one that looks like Jesus. Make sure that gets on record there, is what I said. Your false prophet. The actual one, because don't you know that the Muslims and others, Jehovah's Witnesses, I think, too, see Jesus as a prophet. Well, it's true. But it's the wrong Jesus. The one you think is Jesus represents Maitreya. He's a false prophet. The real Jesus, you know who that is. I want to make sure I get that off. I said I was going to mention that yesterday before I go tonight. According to Revelation 13:11, he has the voice of a dragon, looks like a lamb. Oh, there you go. Why would Satan design a false prophet to look like a lamb? Innocent. To do everything possible to deceive people by counterfeiting the ministry of Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. He'll be the Antichrist religious leader. That's New Age. That's the Sanan Emanuel. Maitreya, Krishna, Bodhisattva, the Prince of Peace, the Christ, Imam Mahdi. He will fit all of those. And the specific miracle mentioned in the text of calling down fire from heaven, where the false prophet may be trying to imitate Elijah. When he called down fire on Mount Carmel to make people think he's Elijah, who's coming before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So he deceives the people into building an image as a central point of worship for the beast. His occult powers, he'll enable the image to speak, probably with technology. Your false prophet is who we think is Jesus Christ, with long hair, the hippie Jesus. That's your false prophet, Sanan Emanuel. He'll come as an alien, as ascended master, or whatever they want to call themselves. The Antichrist will be a physical person, a man. We'll talk about more tomorrow. The prophecies of the Bible concerning the Antichrist and who he might be. And final note, this is why the Hebrew Roots movement and the Jews over there are trying to say that Jesus is Yeshua. Because if you look it up right now, you'll find the Sanan Emanuel giving messages to man, not public yet. He's calling himself Yeshua. He's the fake Jesus. That's why they're trying to get everybody to say, well, what was his name when he was born? It was Yeshua, right? Well, we're going to call him Yeshua. Well, what they're doing is trying to prepare people to accept this false Christ as Yeshua. Psychological manipulation. That's what the Hebrew Roots is all about. That's going to be their Messiah. The one they've been waiting for. Ooh, there's some heavy things coming. It's going to get interesting. And they're coming as aliens. Ascended masters for New Agers. Superheroes for atheists, I guess. Man, we've been so conditioned. But family, it's not going to work. Only for a short time. And ooh, here comes the trumpets. Actually, the first and second seal. That's Third World War. Boy, I tell you, we got a lot coming up. Right now, we're just doing our thing and sitting here on a broadcast and listening to me talk and talk and talk. Trying to warn people, warn people, warn people. But I tell you what, it's going to come down to no more warning. And it's going to come down to, man, we're in it. That's when you're really going to go to work. God's going to bring people to you. They're going to see the calmness of your eyes and their panic and wonder why you're calm and they're panicking. And that's going to draw them to you. Bingo. That's your opportunity to start witnessing. It's happened throughout the centuries. It's going to happen again. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. Four towers or so, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He plays my recordings, my broadcasts and my Bible studies randomly. You'll find his sponsors on his website. And if you live in one of those three states near there, use his sponsors or contact him in highpointradio.net. And his phone number is 973-551-1150. And donate to his network, 973-551-1150. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, we'll see you all tomorrow. And we'll close in prayer. And then we're on and on. And we'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Lord, thank you tonight for coming together, Father, that we're able to spread the gospel. We're able to learn. We're to share. Thank you, Father, for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made way for us to go to heaven. Father, we call upon you to give us that conviction to make sure we stay straight and narrow. Give us opportunities to witness to others, to guide them to you, to help keep our strength and cover us with the blood of Jesus to protect us when those times of attacks begin. Father, guide us tomorrow. And we do pray for those seeking jobs today. You know who we're talking about, Lord, that they'll find the job they're looking for. And we pray for those that are sick to be healed. And Father, for families that's going to come together. And the secret society members, to renounce the blood oath, Lord, convict them in their hearts. Protect our veterans and these children from these psychotropic drugs and vaccines. Father, we need supernatural help. Because many people are deceived. We pray for many more opportunities for this network to spread the gospel, spread the word. And in these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, y'all have a good night, and we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Thank y'all for standing by. Good night. God bless. This is your watchman, and I'm signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.